Hello.
Podcast Network Asia. You are listening to the first of a two-part series on the discovery of a serial killer hunting women in Cyprus in the last 24 hours.
The location is straight out of a slasher movie, a bleak site of rough tracks, rusted out disintegrating machinery, and a blood-red lake framed by blown-out quarried hills. Mitseru Lake is man-made, turned toxic by the noxious combination of minerals and chemicals that have resulted from years of unregulated mining activity. It's located in a small town in Nicosia, Cyprus, where a copper mine used to provide much livelihood for its citizens until it ceased operations in 1967, leaving in its wake countless injured or dead. Years later, it would be the site of yet again fresh horror. On April 14, 2019, Alpha, a local biker, and two of his buddies had decided to ride over to the lake to check out the specific location where a movie had just been filmed. They were taking pictures, messing around and throwing rocks down the well when they hit an object that seemed like a body. They couldn't tell for sure. What they knew without a doubt, however, was that they wanted to investigate the object closer, but none of their phone cameras were powerful enough to help them get a better look. Neither did any of them wanted to risk going down the old wooden ladder. Lucky for them, a German couple with a better camera happened to be in the same area. The couple was about to leave when the biker group flagged them down to ask if they could borrow their camera to investigate the object down the well. Curious themselves, the tourists obliged, and they followed the men to the spot. "It sure looks like a dead body," the German remarked. Looking through the camera lens, though, would prove unsatisfactory, as the men eventually decided to go down the well. Somehow, they worked out a safe way to climb down the mineshaft by holding onto metal bars. When they got closer, they used a stick to poke at the object, which turned out to be, as they suspected, a body wrapped in plastic, with its feet bound together with blue rope. The men immediately called the police. Later that day, the authorities would discover the corpse to be of a naked female, wearing nothing but a pair of heart-shaped earrings on her ears. Within hours, she would be identified by a roommate as 38-year-old Filipina Mary Rose Tiburcio. She had been reported missing for nearly a year, along with her daughter, 6-year-old Sierra. In the following days, the lake would yield more grisly discoveries. After a challenging search by the police, the bodies of 5 more victims, stuffed in separate suitcases that have been weighed down with cement bricks, would be found. 28-year-old Arian Palanas Lozano, 31-year-old Maricar Valtez Arquiola, both from the Philippines, and 36-year-old Florentina Bunia with her daughter Elena, who was 8 years old, both from Romania. Some of the victims had been reported missing for months, with the Buneas missing since 2017. The women would have likely remained missing if Mary Rose's body hadn't floated up from her toxic watery grave and led the police to an individual who would soon be known as Cyprus's first serial killer. In this two-part episode of The Last 24 Hours, we follow the twisted journey of a cold-blooded predator, a killer who took chilling advantage of the vulnerabilities of female migrant workers to savagely end the lives of 5 women, 2 children, and raping a yet-to-be-determined number of victims. Dying to collaborate with The Last 24 Hours? If you have a podcast, sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code in all caps LAST24HOURS to get full control of how you monetize your show, regardless of its size. If you're an advertiser who wants to collaborate with The Last 24 Hours, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Let's kill it with Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. It's April 14, 2019, and the police had just identified the decomposing body of Mary Rose Tibucho from Lake Mitzero. Hours later, they would learn from a roommate that she reported her and her six-year-old daughter, Sierra, missing in May of 2018. According to the roommate, she made the report after they both failed to return from seeing a man that Mary Rose had met via the dating app called Badoo, adding that she pleaded with Mary Rose not to take Sierra with her. But the Filipina mom claimed that her date has kids of his own, and he had suggested to bring Sierra along so all of them could play together. For Mary Rose, there was no reason to be concerned. After all, she'd already been seeing the man called Orestes for 6 months. After briefly interrogating the Romanian father of Sierra, the police eventually trained their attention on Mary Rose's online exchanges with Orestes. And on April 18th, 4 days after finding Mary Rose's body, they identified Orestes as 35-year-old Greek army officer Nikos Metaxas. They apprehended him at home, where they found materials used in wrapping and disposing of Mary Rose's body. Then, a female officer thwarted the suspect's attempt to swallow a SIM card, which would later prove crucial in identifying more of Metaxas' victims. As more information about Metaxas and his crime were revealed to the public, outrage over the murders spilled onto the streets, and Cypriots demanded answers from their law enforcement and government leaders. People wanted to know, how can this happen, and what type of a person can commit such heinous atrocities? It didn't take long for Metaxas to take responsibility for Mary Rose's murder. Shortly after being placed into custody, he announced that he was bored and wanted to go to prison. Then, he wrote a 10-page confession letter that would detail his murder spree, dating as far back as 2016. What he wrote rocked an idyllic country to its core, calling into question its treatment of migrant workers and introducing an otherwise peaceful country to the brutal handiwork of its own monster, a serial killer in their midst. Before we continue, here's a quick word from our fellow podcasters from Podcast Network Asia.
Hi guys, my name is Francesca.
And you've got me, Jelly.
You've got Del here.
All right, so we hear that you like to listen to podcasts. You know what? That is pretty cool. It's the in thing to do right now.
And we've got one. It's called The Eavesdrop. Do check it out, okay? We like to talk about everything and anything that's probably on your mind.
Unfiltered, unedited, sometimes to our own disadvantage. But go check it out after listening to this one.
The Oxford Dictionary definition of a serial killer is someone who commits a series of murders, often with no apparent motive and typically following a characteristic predictable behavior. Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, Rodney Alcala are just some in a long list of infamous serial killers we've come to know. Like Nikos Metaxas, they've murdered several over a period of time, with some extending into years before being caught. They targeted a specific type of victim and lured them using a specific method. A National Guard captain in the Greek Academy, Metaxas began his murder spree in September of 2016 and continued until August of 2018. Newspaper reports, however, indicate that just a week before finding Mary Rose's body in April of 2019, he was possibly looking for his next victim. According to a leading Cypriot newspaper, another Filipina came forward with details on a chilling encounter with Metaxas after she heard about what he had done on the news. The woman claimed that she was at a supermarket when he struck a conversation with her, asking first where she's from and how much she earned an hour working for her current employers. She said that he was polite, but that his eyes were not nice, adding that she saw something evil in them. The Filipina said that he followed her to the bus station, where he then made the offer of paying her more. When she said she wasn't interested, he offered to give her a ride in his car. She could have been a part of a horrific statistic had she not trusted her instincts. Although Metaxas has confessed to killing 7, police suspect the number may be as high as 30. Newspaper reports indicate that apart from using dating apps, Metaxas would also get in touch with employment agencies to look for victims. In one case, he asked an agent to help him find a model for a photo shoot. The married father of two girls is also an amateur photographer. Just like Dahmer and Alcala, Metaxas used photography to lure some of his victims. In early 2017, he raped a 19-year-old girl in his car after he picked her up with the promise of hiring her as a model. The rape was allegedly recorded on his phone, and the victim lived to tell the tale. She's one of the fortunate ones. In similar fashion, serial killer Rodney Alcala also convinced a number of his victims that he was a professional photographer. His portfolio included many sexually explicit photos of underage girls and boys, most of them unidentified, and police fear that some of the subjects are possibly cold case victims. He was sentenced to death in California for 5 murders that he committed between 1977 and 1979, and then he received an additional sentence of 25 years after pleading guilty to 2 homicides he committed in New York between 71 and 77. Prosecution during Alcala's trial have said that he toyed with his victims, strangling them until they lost consciousness, then waiting until they revived, sometimes repeating the process several times before finally killing them. One police detective described Alcala as a killing machine, while others have compared him to another infamous serial killer, Ted Bundy. Rodney Alcala is also referred to as the dating game killer because of his 1978 appearance on the TV show The Dating Game, where the host introduced him as a successful photographer who got his start when his father found him in the darkroom at the age of 13. Between takes, you might find him skydiving or motorcycling. Alcala won that competition, but the date with the bachelorette never happened. Cheryl Bradshaw refused to go out with him because she found him creepy. Respected American criminal profiler Pat Brown noted that Alcala killed at least 3 women after his dating game appearance, speculating that his rejection might have been an exacerbating factor. He added that serial killers don't understand rejection. Whether Metaxas was burned on by rejection or some other deep-seated psychosis, we've yet to know. At his sentencing, Metaxas was in tears as the facts of his crime were being read out loud in court. He later broke down as he was reading a statement of apology, adding that not a single day has gone by without him thinking about what he's done. He claims that he doesn't have any clear answers about what made him commit the murders and that he's struggling himself to figure out why. He also asked authorities for a scientific panel to interview him in order to delve into his psyche and find the reasons for his actions, briefly alluding to an unspecified vague event in his past that he's trying to forget. Whether he'll get a team of psychologists or profilers to help us make sense of his deviancy, strong clues to his motivations can be found in his 10-page confession, where he detailed the horrors of how and why he murdered all 7 of his victims.
To find out how Nikos Metaxas went about his campaign of murder against innocent women and children, listen to the second part of this series of The Last 24 Hours.
Don't miss out on new episodes. Like and subscribe to The Last 24 Hours or follow the podcast on Facebook at Historia Nijet, where you can get in touch, tell me your thoughts, suggest cases, or just say hello. I'll do my best to get back to you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.